Blog Talk Radio.
I think I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh baby, I just gave it a push. But I didn't know it was that serious. I could not
stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Beano. Went down the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
Oops, I got it again. Yeah, ripped apart. There's no one to blame.
All right, welcome, Rapture-Centric Radio. We're having some technical problems. I'm going to play a song.
Thank you.
I have another song I want to play. Thank you, Luco. That was a song from Luco Evans on his guitar, and it was inspired by Being Free from Demonic Attack. The next song I'm going to play, you're going to love. We're going to worship with this song because we are going to be forever young.
Can wait, we're only watching the sky, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip, the music for the sad man. Can you imagine when the race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Raising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music played by the madman.
Hey, y'all. How you doing this fine day?
I'm doing just great. I see Alana's calling. I see Chris from Ohio's calling. Jason Chambers, are you calling in? I don't know if that's... I don't know. I feel like talking like Donna. I just do. I do. When I have technical issues, I like to talk like Donna.
I'll talk like Leroy.
I really want to... to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Your connection sucks, dirty.
What? My reception sucks? Really? Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
How about now? Is it a little better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay, I have to move my phone periodically. I appreciate it if you can tell me that. I also dedicate that song to Joe Nova. He's my YouTuber friend that he's awesome. He's going to be forever young because he's 19 years old right now, and he wants to stay 19 forever. So you go for it, Joe Nova.
Amen.
Right, Luco?
Yeah.
He wants to stay 19 forever. What do you think about that, Luco? You're 19. Do you want to be 19 forever?
Nope.
You don't, do you?
I'd rather be, honestly, I don't really, actually, I don't even care how old I am. Yeah, sure, I'll be 19 forever. I'll take it.
Well, anyway, welcome to Rapture Centric Church Radio. We have two services a day. We do offer communion daily. We also offer baptisms. Our pastor is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the pastor. If you have any issues with this church, please do consult the pastor. If you need to have a human pastor, we have Pastor Leroy. If you insist on having a man, Pastor Leroy will be your pastor. We have Leroy on the line. Leroy?
Hey, y'all.
Is it true that you're a puppet?
Uh-huh. Yep. It's true. There's videos of me, too. You can go see them. So if you ever need to vent, just go watch one of those videos and make angry comments or something. I don't know.
Gosh, you can't even get a break being a little puppet, can you, in these times?
Nope. It actually is very painful being me, so I'm just going to stop talking like this for a little bit because it hurts my throat.
Well, if you want to see Puppet Leroy, he is at Shorty P98 YouTube channel. You can find that posted to the Rapture Kitties likes. And, yeah. So, Pastor Leroy, if you must insist on a man and not Jesus Christ himself, make him your pastor, okay? He's a puppet, and he's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. He went to my room to go smoke some crack. He'll be back later.
Yeah, I just want to say publicly right now, am I coming in a little better, the phone, Luco Cuco?
Yeah.
I want to say that I really appreciated you playing that song for us on your guitar. You're amazing. And Luco's guitar playing, I can really trance out. It's like my Jesus Stoner song. I can just trance out on it. You know, I love it. And that particular song he played for us today was inspired by Breaking Free from Demonic Attack. I know I already said that, but I just think it's cool. I mean, Jesus sets us free, and we just can't help it. Luco just couldn't help but make a song about it, or that song was born from that. And I just think that's beautiful. It makes me love the song even more. But thank
yeah.
you, Luco.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to say, if you're logged in the chat room under guest, please
need to leave.
Make yourself. Yeah, please. It's kind of creepy because it's like you're spying on us. Okay, just make yourself a name. A fake name is fine. It's really simple to do. But I'm gonna go ahead and kick you out of chat now because I've been giving you I gave you enough time to go do that. So we just want you to identify yourself so we can, you know, play telephone with you and love on you and make you part of the RCC family. And we certainly do love you. And But I just wanted to say that. I thought that I have been making that clear. I am just a bouncer. I don't really have a lot of power here at this church. I'm just a bouncer. Jesus Christ is the pastor. Luco's a bouncer. If you'd like to be a bouncer at RCC, go ahead and inbox Rapture Kitty. And we
can send in your application.
Yes. So what your qualifications to be a bouncer at this church for Jesus Christ is that you have to love people no matter what. You can't take your muting power too serious, and you have to be a full-blown Rapture retard. So if you can pass those
I love people so much, I don't want to have to deal with muting them, so I always have Judy and Jason do it.
Yeah, you do have me and Jason do it, don't you?
Yeah, but if I ever see somebody that just needs to go, I'll shoot you a quick little text and be like, okay, here's what's going down, and then you, like, send it to the boss, and then he, like, does something else that's top secret. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, there you have it. Is the phone coming in okay, Luco? I see it.
Oh, yeah, I would let you know if it wasn't. Don't worry, I'll let you know if it doesn't.
You got my back? You got my back? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, So, let's see. I know that everyone that's on the line, I'm going to unmute everybody in just a minute. Okay, so don't worry. Keith, Pat, Alana, my love, and Chris from Ohio. I love you guys. Thanks for calling in. We are going to unmute everybody in just a minute. Luco, is there anything you'd like to share as a bride with the family today? Anything on your heart? Any way that God's touched you? Anything?
Everybody seems to always ask me about this Home Depot thing because God always said I wasn't going to work there. And, you know how everybody's getting the messages that we're leaving this week, like on the 28th and whatnot? Well, it just so happens that my work just randomly decides to give me all week off for, like, no reason. And, I'm not working at all till Sunday. And it just so happens that today, this week is the week that everybody's getting, that we're leaving. I just thought that was, you know, too awesome to be a coinkydink, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. I do know what you're saying.
Yep.
And, you know,
so,
also, Oli Bill in the chat room has, Oli Bill in the chat room, he has this week off as well, and he's hoping he never goes back to work, and we hope he doesn't, and we hope you don't.
Yeah, and it's kind of sucks, though, because on Monday, my next shift starts at, like, 5:45 in the morning. So I'm definitely hoping we're going to be gone.
Yeah. Well,
I can barely get up at 8.
I want to give a shout-out to Stacy in the chat room, to Blah, to Carol, to Gemma, to Jason Chambers, to Jason302, to John Berthod, to Josh Barnes, to Kenneth Laughlin, to Chris Nicholson, to M. Bell, to Bill Oley, to Raina, to Rojo, to Roman, to Tana, to Rita, a new person. I'm the universe. I just want to say hello, and we're so glad you're with us, and Chat Room rocks. And if you are new to RCC and you need a friend, join the chat room, okay? It's free.
Judy? Judy? I'm sorry, y'all. I think we're experiencing some technical difficulties with Judy's reception. Yep, this is Rapture Retard to the max over here. She probably got raptured. I don't know. Judy, what do you want me to talk about? Just type it in the chat. I'll just say what you have to say. I'll talk for you. Okay, she's calling back in. I'm sorry, y'all. See, way to put me on the spot, Judy. See, I have no idea what to talk about, but apparently everybody's telling me to talk, so I'm just going to talk anyway. Roman, I get the point, okay? You stop telling me to talk now, okay? All right, Judy, whenever you come on, just, like, say something, okay? But just curious, how many people are actually getting that as the 28th? I just want to know. Can you guys, like, say it if in the chat if you actually got it with the 28th? Because that's actually pretty significant with me not having to work at all this week. And no, I did not get fired, like Jason said. I did not get fired. I'm too good to be fired. You know what I'm saying? No, just kidding. Okay. No, but seriously, though, have any of you guys got that it was the 18th? At all? Because everybody's saying that, you know, Eric Smith, man, Eric Smith, but I've never actually really watched him. So, dude, I can't unmute anybody. I'm not on the thing. Screw it, I'm logging in. Okay. Okay. Judy's no longer going to be able to run this thing because she keeps failing at it, so I'll just log on. Okay. Pathetic. All right. Okay. For some reason it's not letting me unmute anybody. Okay, I'm gonna refresh this. Oh my gosh. The only one that could do it is Judy. okay, I'm gonna call her and add her in here. It'll be easier that way.
Hi, Luca. Has anybody got any dreams or visions to share?
Oh, so now people are on here. Okay.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, let's see. I can hear Pat, and I think I heard Lana. Leah laughing.
Laughing, yeah. Love her laugh.
Does anybody have any dreams or visions they want to share?
Yeah, they didn't take a lot today. I just want to solidify your valve. Make sure that there's no, you know, top valve or set. What is your test?
How long were you guys on here?
We've just been on about 1 or 2 minutes. 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I was trying to, like, figure everything out, and Judy's not answering her phone. I'm, like, trying to meet people, but it wouldn't work.
You figured it out, Luca. You're doing a good job.
You can test it again.
Let's see, Pat, have you got anything to read for us while we wait?
Yes, I do. It was called A Soul You Are Not Yet Lost. It was from the reading of Divine Mercy. It's very, very merciful. It will take about 10 minutes. but I was
okay,
going to
wait. Okay, well,
let's fire
away while Judy gets back on again.
Okay. This is Jesus gave a conversation like an example of talking to a soul who has just kind of lost their way, you know, and kind of is doubting his mercy and everything.
There wasn't a total positive.
Somebody's
I think
they're trying to get on. Shall we wait a minute? Yeah, you want me to hang on a minute?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, okay.
Hi, sweetie.
it's Stacy.
I think it's just talking. And hi, Stacy.
No, that was after 5 minutes. I'm supposed to read after 1 minute.
I just want to share my dream.
Oh, yes.
With one of my, I've had this dream like probably a year ago. That I was walking with one of my coworkers, and for some reason, when I was walking with her, I looked up in the sky, and I knew that the rapture was about to happen. I don't know why, but I actually said to her that does she want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior? Started to say the sinner's prayer, but I kept walking, and she was walking behind me, and all of a sudden, I literally saw the sky opened up, like the sky was here, like the heaven was here, and the sky opened up, and the angels were coming down. And for some reason, she stopped saying the prayer, and basically, she crossed over to the next side of the street, and I yelled out to her, "Don't take the mark, don't take the mark." I've been doing that for like years in my dream now. And then the angels came and just scooped us up. And that's when I had the vision where we were there and we were in line. I remember somebody from England was there. I remember somebody was 4 months pregnant, like pregnant, because I said to her that, how does it feel to be having a baby in eternity? We're just there in like the heaven literally came down. And I saw when the angels was, like, took us up. And this week, I'm in a training for 3 days with this coworker. And my training
wow.
doesn't end with her until Wednesday evening.
Ooh. Wow.
So we're hoping,
oh my goodness.
We're hoping that it's home time.
Yeah.
So
that's
I just wanted
time.
To share.
That's
I just wanted
time.
To share that with you guys. So be encouraged, because
yes,
there's some stuff that's going on in my life that the Lord has literally showed me. But I'm encouraged because He showed me that while those things were going on, I was going to be in heaven, like any second. So,
wow.
And it's happening. So I guess things are on schedule.
Oh, well.
So I just wanted to share that.
Wow.
Okay?
Stacey, I didn't catch that last part. You said something about something being scheduled?
Well, basically, the Lord had showed me quite a few dreams several years ago. And the dreams are, like, coming to pass. And but within the dream, I was in heaven, like, in the next second within the dream.
Oh, okay.
So the things that are happening is kind of a prelude to going home. So a part of me, I'm excited, a part of me, but I'm just, he's just telling me that you're just right on time. It's so I'm encouraged with that. But he's coming.
Absolutely.
We're going home.
Oh, yay.
And
thank you,
sweetheart. This training is out of nowhere. I just found out last week that we're going into training. It's for the Obama care thing. And he just came out of the blue last week that he had to go to training for 3 days. And I'm going to training with this girl. And I have, like, probably 30 people on my team. And it's just only four of us in training. And this girl is there with me. So
wow.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Now, have you got any dreams or visions connecting the rapture to Obamacare?
Well, basically, I've been, I think it was like a couple weeks ago, that I had a dream that I saw. I don't know if it's the dead in Christ that I saw in the sky, but I saw people in the sky. And I started to run. I started to, like, run from, like, there was a crowd of people, and I started to tell them, do not take the mark. Do not take the mark. So I was running through this crowd. I don't know if we were eloped, and I came back. And because
mm-hmm.
there was such an urgency in my spirit to just let them know not to take the mark, I said, whatever you do, don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. So I know things are on schedule. I know that the chipping is in the whole entire contract, because my company is the one that does it. And so things aren't, we are like going home. I know that. My kids are crying.
Amen. That's great.
So I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Stacey.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Love you, Pat.
Love you, sweetie. Going home.
Does anybody else have a dream or a vision? Well, I guess do you have anything to share, Pat, or do you want to read?
Oh, sure. Let me. Yeah. Okay. So this is a conversation that it's our Lord speaking, but He's giving an example of souls who feel that they can't be forgiven, like they're just staying away from Him, and He's just pouring out His mercy to them. So this is, I found it very touching. So I just wanted to share, you know, with the rest of the family. And it's Conversations of the Merciful God with a Sinful Soul. I mean, it says here, our Lord speaks, be not afraid of your Savior, O sinful soul. I make the first move to come to you, for I know that by yourself you are unable to lift yourself to me, child. Do not run away from your father's be willing to talk openly with your God of mercy, who wants to speak words of pardon and lavish his graces on you. How dear your soul is to me. I have inscribed your name upon my hands. You are also engraved in a deep wound in my heart. And then the soul is saying, now this is the soul talking back to God. Lord, I hear your voice calling me to turn back from the path of sin, but I have neither the strength nor the courage to do so. And our Lord speaks, I am your strength. I will help you in the struggle. And then the soul says, Lord, I recognize your holiness, and I fear you. And our Lord speaks, my child, do you fear the God of mercy? My holiness does not prevent me from being merciful. You can come to me at any moment, at any time. I want to speak to you and desire to grant you graces. And then the soul says, Lord, I doubt that you will pardon my numerous sins. My misery fills me with fright. And our Lord speaks, my mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness for you? I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of my mercy for you. Come then with trust to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your wretchedness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you treasures of my grace. And then, so that was for that soul. And this is for a soul who, a despairing soul who thinks they can't be forgiven. And our Lord speaks, O soul steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy. But it says the soul, deaf even to this appeal, wraps itself in. And Jesus still calls out, my child, listen to the voice of your merciful Father. And the soul arises this reply, for me there is no mercy. And it falls into greater darkness, a despair which is a foretaste of hell and make it unable to draw near to God. And then God says, Jesus calls to the soul a third time, but the soul remains deaf and blind, hardened and despairing. Then the mercy of God begins to exert itself, and without any cooperation from the soul, God grants it final grace. If this too is spurned, then of course God leaves the soul to its own self-disposition. But our Lord speaks, what joy fills my heart when you return to me? Because you are weak, I take you in my arms and carry you to the home of my Father. And the soul says, as if awakening, says fearfully, is it possible that there is yet mercy for me? And our Lord speaks, there is, my child. You have a special claim on my mercy. Let it act in your poor soul. Let the rays of grace enter your soul. Then bring with them light, warmth, and life. And then the soul is filled with even more thoughts of fear, and terrible fear moves to doubt and your goodness, the soul says, I doubt this. And their Lord speaks, my child, all your sins have not wounded my heart as painfully as your present lack of trust does, that after so many efforts of my love and mercy, you should still doubt my goodness. And the soul says, O Lord, save me yourself, for I perish. Be my Savior, O Lord. I am unable to say anything more. My pitiful heart is torn asunder, but you, O Lord, Jesus does not let the soul finish, but raising it from the ground, from the depths of its misery, he leads it into the recesses of his heart, where all its sins disappear instantly, consumed by the flames of love. And our Lord speaks, here, soul, here are the treasures of my heart. Take everything you need of it. And this is the last sentence here. He says, tell me all, my child. Hide nothing from me, because my loving heart, the heart of your best friend, is listening to you. Do not be absorbed in your misery. You are still too weak to speak of it, but rather gaze on my heart, filled with goodness, and be imbued with my sentiments. Strive for meekness and humility. Be merciful to others as I am to you. And when you feel your strength failing, if you come to the fountain of mercy to fortify your soul, you will not grow weary on your journey. So that's what... That's the reading that I wanted to give you guys.
Let's go, Libby.
So that was it.
Can you guys hear Judy?
Is Michelle, can you hear me? Barely.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, Judy.
You guys can barely hear me?
You're
yeah,
very fuzzy.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I hear you.
Okay, so can anyone else hear me or what, sweetie? Can you, oh, they said they can hear me, okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Thank you, Pat, so much for reading to us. Okay, you guys, I think this all happened by design. The fact that I'm not able to call back in, but I got back. But you guys understand that this is your church service, Rapture-centric church, and everyone's participation is greatly encouraged because Jesus Christ is our pastor, and he would like you to all share. In addition to all the amazing chat room ministry that's going on, you can share publicly and bless a lot of people. So would anybody on the line like to share something afresh and anew or something, some revelation God has given them? We have Keith on the line. We have Chris from Ohio. We have beautiful Alana. We have, who's 914-559? 914, who are you? Oh, that's Joe. We have Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
And we have Leah on the line. So everybody's unmuted. Would anyone like to speak?
Man, it's a tough choice, Leah and Joe. I can't decide which one.
I guess they're being quiet, Luco. They're unmuted.
Leah, you there?
Judy, did you hear Stacy's dream that she just called in with?
No, I didn't hear anything. Hi, Stacy. No, I didn't get to hear it, but I can listen to it in the archives. Was it amazing or what?
Okay, yep, that's good.
Okay, I'll listen to it in the archives. Yeah, but for some reason I didn't get to hear it. We have some technical demons, okay?
Leah, I know you're over there. I heard you giggle.
Yeah.
I love Leah. Leah, are you going to do another puppet show for us? Anything fresh and anew in your life, my dear?
Yeah, I am going to. I'm absolutely in love with Katie's song, and I feel the need to do a puppet video to her song.
I think that would be fun with the new puppet that I just got. I showed you already. I think it would be very fun.
So awesome.
That's funny.
Are we going to be getting the puppet show today before the translation?
Yeah, Well, Katie makes it all difficult. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, you know, you have to, like, transcribe the things that she's saying. That's not easy. Where is Katie?
She's on the beach for spring break.
What? Yeah, Katie's on the beach for spring break. And Katie is, you know, she's doing great. She's doing wonderful. But she's on for spring break, and she'll try to call in. She called in yesterday. But, yeah, Katie is. She's doing great, you guys. She's waiting for the Lord, y'all. She has UFOs up on her house all the time.
They're, like, literally inside her house now. That's how much it escalated.
She saw them picking their nose hairs. And so, yeah.
She lays in bed and looks at her ceiling and calls me and says, "You wouldn't believe how many UFOs are out here."
Judy, have you or John had any words from the Lord today or recently?
Oh, thank you, Chris from Ohio. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I mean, how sweet of you to ask me. Sure. Yeah, let's see. Let me think. I just woke up about an hour ago. we're just really excited. I think I told you guys, can you guys hear me okay? Am I cutting out or anything?
No, you're good.
No, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you, Keith. I told you guys the experience we had where we were both crying the other night and asking the Lord to take this off of us, this deep desire to see him to where it's painful in our physical bodies as well. and it makes us sad, and so we ask that he's not here yet. So we've asked the Lord to please remove that or to come get us. And he removed it. It was beautiful. I mean, it's and so we've been doing really, we got like a new fresh wave of strength in our house. So we're doing really good. I think I told you guys about that in the morning service or something the other day, where my son and I were just wanting to see the Lord so bad that our little hearts were heavy, and we just couldn't really see break out of it, and God removed that. So it was really cool. So, you know, God's the one that makes us rapture-centric. He's the one that causes us to love his appearing, and even more than that, it goes deeper. It's like we yearn for him so much, sometimes it actually hurts, you know, waiting for him. We want to leave so bad. But he's so gracious. He took our little pain, and we're refreshed and revived, and we're just waiting for him joyfully to come get us. Yeah, so that was one of our latest things. So we've kind of been singing songs around the house, and my son likes to wrestle. So we're kind of just wrestling and laughing and enjoying Jesus. And we really, God's really blessed us with our cat for comic relief. And we just have a good time playing with the cat and enjoying fellowship, enjoying each other and enjoying God and enjoying the rapture-centric church. But God really did speak to me through the Bible. As His Way 7-7 pointed out, our new friend in the chat room who we love, he said, you guys don't ever read the Bible on this show. And so he was just kidding, but we are walking Bibles. I've been reading the Bible for 28 years. Actually, Chris, since you asked, I had something I did want to share. So can I continue, or is anyone else dying to share right now? Is there anyone else on the line that would like to share? I see no new callers. Okay, guys, I'm going to read to you the Message translation. I love this translation. My son memorized this chapter in the book, in the Psalms. My son memorized the entire thing. And I'm not going to tell you. You guys have to try to guess which one. Okay, but it's in the Message translation, which a lot of people hate because they make fun of it. They say that man has added too many words. It's the modern-day translation. Some people joke and say you can find the Rice Krispie recipe in here. That's how off this translation is.
Okay.
I think that's funny, though. That's funny. Can anyone laugh? Can I hear a fake laugh?
There you go.
Ew. I like a fake laugh. Okay, yeah, so, I mean, I'm sorry. That's just funny. Like, somebody said the Message translation is so off, you can find a Rice Krispie recipe in that Bible. Laugh again, Leah. That was funny.
That's kind of funny. It's funny the way you say it.
Thank you. So now, I'm going to read Psalm 91. Can you guys hear me, or am I crackling in and out?
We can hear you.
I want to dedicate this Bible reading to His way. I'm crackling a bit. How about that? How about better? Is it better now?
No.
We hear you just fine.
Talk again.
Thank you, Luco. Now, my sister, she'll be back in town with her iPhone, and I won't have this issue. But, okay, so I dedicate this Bible reading to His Way 777. You guys try to figure out which chapter it is. Here I go. You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arm protects you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, nor disease that prowls through the darkness, nor disaster that erupts at high noon, even though others succumb all around, drop like flies left and right. No harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents if you hold on hold on to me for dear life, says God. I'll get you any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If only you'll get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad time. I'll rescue you and throw you a party. I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation. And you can even call me boo-boo if it makes you like me more. Okay, that's from Jesus Christ. You guys love that song?
Awesome. Thank you.
I really love that psalm. And, yes, Oli Bill in the chat room guessed it right. It's Psalm 91. Very good, Oli Bill. We have a Bible scholar. Who needs Tim Bell's Bible thumping when you have Oli Bill? Tim Bell, you're fired. You are no longer the Bible thumper of RC Sunday because you could not even guess what chapter I read. We're going to kick you out of chat. Just kidding, M. Bell. We have quite a few Bible thumpers at our church. We have Rhea in the chat room. We have Carol, who's an amazing Bible thumper. Red X, believe it or not, Red X is a Bible thumper. But she kind of thumps to where you don't know. She catches you off guard. We have another Bible thumper, M. Bell, who's amazing. For real. For real, Z's. I mean it, for real, Z's. He's amazing. And Kenneth Lachlan seems to be a bit of a Bible thumper. He should call in tonight. Who else is a Bible thumper? That's about it. Anywho, I want to welcome TenderRock777 to the chat room. Tender Rock, may we play telephone with you? Everyone in the chat room, say hi to TenderRock777. Welcome. We want to play telephone with our new RCC guest. Everyone say hi to Tender Rock. Tender Rock 777. Okay. Tender Rock, may we play telephone with you? We have to get their permission first. I don't like to push prophetic words on people, and I have a reason for that. I've been saved for 28 years. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep, you're good.
I've been saved for 29. No lying. What? No, you don't have to call. You guys tell Tender Rock in the chat room they don't have to call in to play telephone. We just give her words. Tender Rock, are you a male or female?
I don't think he knows what telephone is. Maybe he's confused.
Well, he is. Tender Rock, all we're going to do, okay, he's a guy. All we're going to do is we're going to tell you prophetic words that God is telling us about you. Would you like us to do that? Well, yes or no in the chat room will be fine. If you'd like us to do that, we'd like to play that with you. It's a game we play where we talk to God and we ask him what he thinks. So, now Carol's getting real personal and scaring Tender Rock. She's asking him how old he is.
All the cool kids do it, Tender.
So that's so cute. Carol, now we don't need if you're new to the chat room, we don't need your social security number, and we don't need your age, and we don't need your street address. We just want to love on you. So we know that you're a male, and that's good enough. Would you like us, Tender Rock? Yeah, we just want your money. $2,000 a year is the fee for RCC, $2,000 a year. Tender Rock, you haven't told me yes or no. Would you like this church to play telephone with you and bless you? All we do is we tell you what God is saying about you. And if it's past us, we don't say it. Because God never says bad things about people. He's really nice. So, yes or no? Oh, my God. They won't even. Okay, let's just play. Let's play telephone with Tender Rock.
The Lord already gave me one.
Okay, perfect. So, let me just explain, guys. I've been saved 28 years, and listen, I've had a lot of prophetic words over me that I did not ask for, and that really made my day horrible, okay, because this gift is abused. Okay, so we'll skip it. We won't play on you, Tender Rock. Tender Rock doesn't want it, and that's cool. If you don't want it, we don't do it, so we won't, but I think somebody else here tonight might want it, so we're going to do that, but let's just do this. prophetic words can all, there's prophetic abuse that happens in the church, in God's church, not in this church, because he's the pastor. He won't let that happen here. But, you know, I was saved for a lot of years, and I played in the prophetic circles, and one of my gifts is to give words to people. So when I was traveling with my minister husband at the time, we'd travel all over the world, and I would lay my hands on people and give them words that God was saying straight from heaven, and they would be really blessed, and people got healed. And prophetic words are really fun because you don't have to spend 2 hours talking about somebody's problems. All you have to do is go ask God. Not even their problems, just about anything. Ask God, and then God will speak to you, and that person will be amazed because they'll be like, how did you know that? And you're like, well, God just told me. Now, you're not trying to ask God what color their underwear are, okay? We don't get that personal. Got that, Luco?
Well, I remember we've tried that before.
Yeah, me and Luco were given prophetic word to Jason, and we asked God what color his underwear were, but dang it. You were wrong. They were red. They were red, and we said blue, huh, Luco?
No, you said blue. I didn't say anything.
But anywho, you guys, you got to make a joke about it sometimes, you know, because some of these people that give you prophetic words, they're getting a little too personal, okay? They don't need to tell you what color your underwear are and say mean things. But I just had to go through a lot of stuff in my life, and I really didn't like getting prophetic words at one point. I'm just like, stop. I had people that were, like, telling me I wasn't doing God's will. Like, this one lady's like, you were supposed to write a book already, and God's saying, you need to write that. And it was like, they always made me feel guilty, you know, and I had enough information in my life to write a book, certainly. And at that point, we had traveled a lot, and I certainly could have, but God wasn't calling me to do that. I was a young mother. And he was calling me to be a mom. And so I got all kinds of pressure from prophetic words. So I began to hate getting prophecy. I was like, I don't want anyone to prophesy over me because you just make me feel like poop. So, but, you know, in this church, if you get a prophetic word, you are going to be blessed by God, okay? Because these people in this church love you, and they're not trying to hurt you. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So I don't know why I'm going off on that tangent. I just think there's a lot of people that have been abused in church, okay? And God told me that. Can you hear me, Luco?
Yeah.
Okay. He just told me that, oh, okay, I guess I should quit talking about this because Joe told me to shut up. Okay, so God told me that the reason why he wants people to make a video. Joe, is that a nice way of telling me to shut up? Because I will shut up. You should call in then, Joe. Okay.
Oh, does Joe do that too? Like, text you, tell you to move on?
Yeah, it's like, he's all, make a video. So that's his way of telling me to shut up. But see,
I'm not telling you to shut up.
Yeah, he's telling you to shut up in a different way.
Make a video.
I see what he's doing.
Not at all. I'm enjoying it.
When Jason is a pastor and he says amen, that means shut up. He'll be like, amen, Luco. Amen. Shut up. Okay, so I get it, Joe, but that's cool. So, Joe, can you share with us then so I can shut up then?
Joe, you could just be like me and tell her to shut up straight up.
Well, I liked what she was talking about. I shouldn't have interrupted her for a second. But I'm shopping in Whole Foods. That's all I really have to add right now. Just listening, enjoying. I will definitely unmute myself once I get back in the car. Just work in the produce section in Whole Foods.
Oh, I love Whole Foods. What are you eating at Whole Foods today?
What's that?
What are you getting at Whole Foods?
Oh, cookies, milk, juice drinks, fruit, all the essentials, cheese, you know. I can't believe you're talking about my shopping. I was just laughing.
I was like, wait, how did we get on this conversation?
I sent you a text to, like, keep talking, and you thought I meant to shut up. So that's why texting sometimes doesn't work.
No, but you don't understand, Joe. I really listen to you. Like, I really do listen to you. You're, like, one of my biggest encouragers. And so when you said, you know, make a video, I thought you were saying, let's move on.
No.
Yeah, make a video.
I just love your videos so much. I think that this is write a book. Just keep on making videos is what I was joking to you.
What do you want? Do you want funny videos? Do you want donkey videos or do you want serious videos? What do you
serious videos.
Both. Yeah, I like the serious ones. The other one, though, is the funniest thing I've ever seen, that throwing snowman one. Like, I shot ice out of my nose. I laughed so hard the first time I saw that. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind another one of them. But your serious ones rock, too. Like, you definitely have a gift. Use it. Like,
okay,
we all love them.
His Way 777 said I should write a book, so I'm going to write a book, and I'll get it published. That means we can't get translated until my book is done. So do you guys want to wait a year to get translated or what?
Sure, no. That sounds great.
Okay. All right. All right, Joe. Well, thank you, Joe. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Whole Foods?
It's really big, and I'm kind of lost at the moment. But other than that, I'm enjoying the show, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Love you, Joe. Oh, Joe, can we tell them about the compound? Can we talk about the compound, yes or no?
Yeah, for sure. Like, don't go into details where it is.
Like, I can't say the state? Or, no?
You can say the state. Go for the state, but that's the specific as you should get.
Okay, so this is going to be really fun. Okay, so thank you, Joe. Do you want me to mute you, or are you going to mute yourself, Joe?
I'll mute myself so I can come back on if that's all right.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
I'll keep you on. Everyone's unmuted. Okay, so we're having this Joe and I. Okay, you know what, you guys, at Rapture Centric Church, we really love each other, and we all can't wait to see each other. Am I right or wrong, Luca?
You're absolutely right.
Am I right, Leah? Right or wrong, Leah?
Okay.
See,
say something
answering.
Funny. See if she's there.
I know, right? They're not even listening. Alana, do we love each other? Yes or no?
Oh, my God.
Of
course we do. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see you.
We can't wait. You guys want to see each other so bad, everybody at this church, that we actually, me and Luca had this happen to him too. I was feeling bad because I wanted to see face, but I was getting this thing to where I wanted to see you guys just as much. So I asked God to forgive me. Was it okay? And God told me, no, it's okay, because when you see them, you're seeing me. So I quit feeling guilty about it, and I just can't wait. I can't wait to hang out with you guys. And because of that, sometimes we have times where we want to see each other so bad that we think of silly ideas. What? Wait. Yeah. Yeah, a glass house, yeah. Hold on, John's getting a word. Whoa! Okay, my son, John, he said, Mom, remember how God told you you're going to have a glass mansion? I said, yeah. He goes, I just saw someone in Minecraft that made a glass house on the game Minecraft. Isn't that cool, you guys?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, he's never seen that in Minecraft, and he's like the total...
I've seen that before, but I'm just surprised because God told you that.
Yeah, he was like kind of surprised. Okay, you guys, so let me get to the point of what I'm trying to say. We want to see each other so bad, everybody on the line could agree, and in chat room, that me, Joe has some property in Vermont, okay?
This is how crazy retarded we're getting. Yeah.
So crazy retarded. But am I crashing in and out, Luca? Am I doing okay? Can you all hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. So he has some property, okay, with a lot of houses on it. Like, okay, so if God doesn't come in April, we made April our deadline. Like, if we're still here in May, which we're going to be shocked, I wouldn't believe it, but we decided that we're all going to move to Vermont and we're all going to live together and we're going to wait for the rapture. And I'm going to cook. I love to cook. And I'm going to give massages because I love massages. I'm like a little masseuse. So I like to massage feet and shoulders. And then Luca's going to do the music. He's going to be our worship leader along with...
And just saying, this is going to be like go big or go home for me. Like, if I'm going, like, there's no way I can come back. So, like, moving to Vermont, Dad. Later. You'd be so mad.
Oh, Rhea,
we're all going to move to Joe's house. We're all moving to Joe's
house. Everybody
in
the chat room is freaking out. They're like, is it a compound? I'm like, yes, it's a compound. Yes, we're going to have a compound. You guys, listen. His Way 77 is a musician, so he's going to play. Luke's going to play. Joe's going to play. Tana. Justin Wright will play. It's going to be a blast. Okay. CC an arts conference, okay? So we're here in May. We're going to, it's not, you guys, we're joking. It's not a compound. We're not all going to live there. But I guess
yeah, we are.
Go there, stand to leave each other.
We are all, I told Joe that. We're going to all move there to his house in Vermont.
Dude, you guys might not live there, but I'll be living there.
I'll be living there. I already told Joe that. I'll be there.
Yeah, dude, Keith, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, seriously. I'm like out of here. I don't want to leave LA anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, dude. Go party in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who said that?
It's going to be great. We'll be all there to support each other.
Yeah.
It'll be so cool. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I know. This is so exciting. Okay, you guys don't have to have a lot of money, and I have a really good credit line, so, like, get to Vermont, I'll go there, you know, it'll be great. But you guys, so here's the thing.
What did Judy say about
her
credit line? What did you say? You're going to help us, you're going to buy things there, what did you say?
I said I'm going to cook and give massages, and everybody can
get
their gifts, and we're going to, okay, I'm not kidding about this part, you guys. If we're still here in May, we're going to have and everybody's the guest speaker. You guys want to do that?
Say that again. You were cut out. If you're here in May, say it again.
Okay. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
Dang it. Okay. We're going to have an RCC conference, and, you know, and everybody will be the guest, and we'll just stay there for a week. Let's just say we stay there for a week. Can you hear me now? Is it okay?
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Yep.
All right. And so I think it's going to be fun. You can get there. If you're in the RCC family and you can't get there, we will help you get there, okay? We have a lot of people in this church who have a ton of money, okay? yeah, I'm playing, you guys. I'm just having fun. But dang it, I'm cutting out. Okay, can you hear me now, Keith?
Yep.
It seems a little weird to be believing the rapture is today and talking about conferences in May. So.
Well, we're going there in May. We're planning it. If we're not rapture, we're going in May. Luke and I are going to stay there at the house anyway, so.
Yeah, listen, Chris, we're rapture retards, okay? So I can be retarded for a minute. We're not going to be here. The translation is today. I really believe it's the month of March. I don't think we're going to be here past May. I think it's today because the Lord said it. So that's why I believe it's today. But we're just playing around about this compound. But we're kind of not kidding. Wait, can you hear me okay, Keith?
Yes, I can hear you.
So people in the chat room are saying it's cutting in and out. How about now?
Keep talking.
Is this okay?
Yeah, good.
Okay. So his Way 77, yes, I will be wearing the donkey mask at the compound. But anywho, so let me see. Carol, is it not done yet? Can you hear me okay, Keith, or is it cutting out still?
Yes.
That's why it's not coming in and out. Okay. Well, Keith, can you hear me okay?
There again. We're going to buy you a new phone. Luke, are you there? Who's online? Is everybody online?
Still here. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay. Luke, are you there? Well, yeah, everybody's there. Okay. Judy cut out. I don't know what happened to her. I have to get her a new phone.
Oh, it's a joke, Nate. It's a joke.
There she is.
Hi, sweetie. Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay, yeah. So, but, I mean, if we are here, which we don't think we are, according to what the Lord shows us, but I just think it'd be fun to all go to Vermont, and there's a whole bunch. It wouldn't cost you anything, really. We could all pitch in a little bit, and we can have our RCC conference. And here's the thing. Some of you won't want to leave, and that'll be the fun stalker stuff. You know, that some people won't ever leave until the rapture.
I don't expect anyone leaving once they get there. It's just too beautiful. They're all just perfect place to wait.
See, there's
Luco and I are staying, Joe. We're not leaving there.
Good.
Roman said, why don't we go now? Well, because Joe does not have the compound ready yet. Okay, so we can't go now.
No, we have to go in May because we have to go May 1st because we've got to wait for the red blood moon, you know, because if that red blood moon doesn't hit on April 15th with the start of the tribulation, then we're definitely headed to Joe's for a little party time. Chill out and have fun. Yeah.
Thank you. It's going to be fun, you guys. So we'll talk about this more. I just think it's a fun idea to entertain, to have an RCC conference where everybody's a guest speaker. Do you love that,
awesome.
Keith?
I love it. Love it, love it. Awesome.
I love the idea. It's just fun. So
Joe and I were talking about that. I'm all for it. I think it's great. Go ahead.
I know. We lovers the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people on the line. Does anyone like to speak? Anybody out there?
Pick a new one, Judy. Pick a new channel, a new area code. Give them to talk.
Okay. You know what? Blog Talk says he has Skype. He could Skype the conferences. Personally, I want to go to Vermont. Will there still be snow there, Joe, in May? Will there be snow in Vermont in May?
Sorry, I thought I muted myself. Yeah, there. Right now, the snowpack is like about 4.5 feet in my yard. So, yeah, there should be snow in May. Like, we had a crazy warm spell, but tonight's going to be -10, so I don't really, not too much of a warm spell.
It won't be that mad. May, it'll warm up a little bit, Joe, or it'll be warmer, right? Less snow or the same? Or?
It'll be warmer. It usually stops snowing by May, so you can still play on it, you know, for the end of May. It depends how the seasons are. Like, normally, like, the East Coast and West Coast are kind of flipped around, you know, so we're getting a lot more
warmer stuff, yeah, okay.
Okay, on a serious note, we're done. We're done talking about our compound where Luco, you're serving the Kool-Aid, right? Hello?
Okay.
Oh, Leah's serving the Kool-Aid? Leah, you are?
No. What? I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
So, can Leah do the puppet show?
Yeah, we have to do what it is. It'll be fun.
Okay, that'll be great. And you guys, I'm joking about this, but I'm not, because there's so much radical love here that this is something, a wonder to the world, which is why he's eloping with us and taking the rapture-centric church early, is because of the love evident for one another. So I don't understand. I don't know. People are saying I'm crackling out in the chat room. Can you guys hear me okay on the line?
I can hear you.
Leah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, anyway, the love we have for one another and for God, it's just an overflow. And that's the gift that God is giving to the worldwide rapture. And I really love what it says in Psalm 91. I just love this whole psalm because, you know, God says, call.
Brother talking.
Call me.
He said in May. Joe and I were talking about it anyway. We're going to have an RCC conference.
I'll rescue you, then throw you a
Vermont
party.
May. Vermont.
Oh.
Okay. If we don't get raptured in April, we're going in May.
Can you mute yourself?
Yeah, he said, well, I already told him the name. Well, I don't want to leave, but we're just going to stay. He's like, that's fine.
Okay.
He's just like, stay still.
He doesn't know that we can hear him.
He's going to the conference.
Okay.
He's going to get everybody to go there and visit, hang out.
He doesn't know we can hear him. Okay. I have to mute Keith because he's having a conversation and he didn't know we could hear him. Chris Nicholson says we can't do community showers. No, but Chris Nicholson, you can bring your rubber ducky and you can sing to us worship songs with your rubber ducky in the tub and we can be outside the bathroom. How's that? Does that work for you, Chris? Leah, laugh. Please, Leah, laugh.
That's funny.
Okay,
I feel like he's a cheerleader, like, in the middle of the call. It's just like, okay, randomly, laugh, there you go.
That's what makes it good. That's what makes it good. I'm going to go sit in my car and talk, because my phone works in my car. It doesn't work in this house, unless I have my sister's iPhone, and she's not here. Okay, so call me, and I'll answer and be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. Isn't that great? God's going to rescue us and then throw us a party. To me, that's talking to us and the trib saints. He's going to rescue them in the tribulation, and then bam, he's going to throw them a party. And guess who's going to be at the party that God throws for the trib saints? Yes. Does anybody on the phone know?
Yes, we're still here.
Guess who's going to throw them a party? It's going to be us. We're going to be throwing them a party in heaven, you guys. I'm telling you, God's all about party. He's all about happy. He's all about joy. All right? God, I'm telling you, that's why you have to start getting used to laughing now, because this is how it's going to be for all of eternity. Amen, Leah?
I'm ready for that. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Chris, what's your favorite passage in the Bible, Chris? Heller?
I don't know where Chris went.
Okay. Can you hear me, Chris, dear?
Chris, Judy, what's your favorite Bible story? Tell us that. We did that yesterday. That was fun. Tell us.
I know, that's so cool. I have a favorite verse. It's 2 Thessalonians. It says, pray unceasingly, always be joyful under every circumstance, give thanks. When I first got saved at 17, I asked God what he wanted me to do with my life, and that's what he gave me. So that's been my life. I call it my life verse. I have lots of favorite Bible stories, but my life verse is pray unceasingly, always be joyful under every circumstance, give thanks. And that's how I live my life. When I asked God when I was 17, what do you want me to do with my life? That's what he told me. Isn't that cool, you guys? So basically he was saying you can do whatever you want, but I want you to do these things right here. Isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah.
Sorry, Keith, I had to mute you for a minute because you were talking and we could hear you. So I unmuted you, but yeah. So... does anybody on the line have a favorite verse or Bible story, and can you tell us why? Okay. So let's play telephone with Jim, because he just came into the chat room. Jim at Acts 2:17 now. He's an amazing person, and we haven't played telephone on him before. So we're going to play telephone. Luca, are you still there?
Yeah, I just got back to my phone.
Thank you, sweetie. So Jim from X 217 now just joined the chat room, and we love him so much. And even though he's been an RCC family member from day one, we've never played telephone on him, as far as I'm aware. So let's play telephone. Let's get this party started.
The Lord's
let's
already saying
the
stuff
Lord.
To me about him.
That's so cool. So if you're on the phone, you're unmuted, and you can feel free to let's see. Sorry, Mama Pat, I heard. Okay, Pat, you're unmuted too. We're playing telephone.
I know, honey.
And if you have a word, hi, sweetheart. If you have a word for Jim, please share it. And you have everyone in the chat room too. So, ready?
Judy.
Go.
Judy, what happened to Tender Rock?
Tender Rock left. And
oh.
He's still there.
Because I had a word for him.
Okay, go ahead and give it.
For tender rock?
Go ahead.
Yes, it says, be my faithful servant and my friend. Trust me for all. No fears, full confidence. I'm always with you. My eyes follow you everywhere, looking for you to gaze on me with confidence. So that was for him.
Yay.
Okay.
I always like to ask people if they want a word, and he didn't, but I think
he's
well, he
got one anyway.
Yeah, and sometimes people are just afraid.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Yeah,
not on here.
Okay, so let's Jim. We're playing telephone on Jim, so everybody go.
The Lord just told me, he was like, he gets me. That's what he said about Jim. I thought that was kind of
mm-hmm.
cool.
Aww.
That's
you
nice.
Say that again. Tell us what.
The Lord just
tell
said.
Us what God told you.
The Lord just said about Jim. He just said he gets me. That's what the
Aww.
Lord said.
That's nice.
Oh no, I got it.
Okay.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for Jim at 2:17 now. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his devil bacon video that made me laugh for one full day straight. And we just bless Jim. Thank you for making him our brother. And we thank you, God, that you want to talk to us and give him a blessing today. So in the name of Jesus, pour forth your spirit of prophecy through your church, RCC, Pastor Jesus Christ. Tell us what you want. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for for bringing me forth to be my voice for to encourage my children. Did I read my writing?
Praise the Lord. Anybody else on the radio that? Anyone on the line here that has a word for Jim? Anyone in the chat room? Can you hear me okay, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
I like Luca's word. Jim,
yeah.
Say this in my name. You are a prayer warrior.
Amen.
That's from Rojo in the chat room. Jim, I hear God telling me that you're a great father. You're a great family man. God is very proud of your parenthood skills, how you've allowed him to love you and how you love your family. And, Jim, I hear God telling me that you're a good man. And you're good to your family, and he's so pleased with you, Jim. That's what I heard. Praise the Lord. We don't have a lot of people getting words for Jim, but the words he got were amazing. So
oh, they
that's
were
all
amazing.
You need.
That was amazing.
That's all you need. That's just because Jim's so amazing. There's no words for him.
God doesn't have to give him a lot of words.
Wait.
You know?
Wait. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like a writer, and so I have to write before I can usually talk. I don't know. That's just the way I think and I hear. But, I do have this to say to Jim, and it is, he is a quiet warrior that is amazing in my sight. His heart seeks me every day, and oh, how I love him as and more than he loves me.
Remember to keep your faith through your trials as you have before, for they have made you strong and helped strengthen your walk with me. You never forget me throughout your day, and it makes me smile. Oh, how I have joy in you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That is incredible.
Beautiful. Thank you, Leah. Yeah, I don't. Thank you. Take your time. Jim in the chat room said, "Thank you, Leah. Thank you so much." He said, "Praise the Lord." Thank you, God, for Jim. We just love him so much. And Jim, I hope you eat a lot of deviled bacon. He made a funny video about deviled bacon. It's just funny. It's just funny. Okay, you guys, let's play telephone on His Way 777. He's an RCC family member that we love, and he's kind of like the Red X of the UK when she's not here, and he has a funny sense of humor. So let's all give prophetic words for His Way 777.
The Lord instantly told me, he was just like, "I'm so happy he found me." That's what he said.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
In the chat room, like, on Friday. Is it Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I've been, like, holding on to a word for, like, days for this person because I haven't seen them, and I couldn't talk at that point in time. And I was like, ugh, like frustrated because I'd never seen him again. And I was just like, okay. So, okay, yeah, I had a word for him. Hold on, I have to find it again because this was a couple of days ago. Okay, I found it. It said, "You are perfect in my eyes. You bless me with your smile, and your tears can turn your heart. I find joy in your voice. And I love that you seek me, for you are going the right way. Do not be afraid, and do not stray away from me. Now is the time to be close, and do not doubt. Let me lead you."
Great.
Leah, could you please read that word again that you've been holding on to since Friday? Can you read that again?
Okay. It says,
"For His Way 77, I'm going to have her read it again. It's so beautiful.
It says, "You are perfect in my eyes. You bless me with your smile, and your tears can turn my heart. I find joy in your voice, and I love it me, for you are going the right way. Do not be afraid, and do not stray away from me. Now is the time to be close, and do not doubt. Let me lead you."
Praise the Lord. That's a beautiful word. Thank you, Father, for His
Amen.
Way. We love Him. And if anybody else on the line has a word for His Way, please share it. His Way, I just heard God tell me, I can't wait to throw him a party in heaven. What a beautiful word.
Yeah.
And I felt I felt God's excitement to see you. He said, "I can't wait to throw him a party in heaven." And oftentimes when we play this game, I have feelings that God's feeling for people, and I felt the Lord's excitement. It was like a rush through my body. And God
Aww.
Can't wait to throw you a party.
Beautiful.
That's fun. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if there's no other words, we'll move on. Anybody on the line want to lead us in communion? How about I just pick somebody? How about Alana? Alana, can you lead us in communion?
Can I what?
Would you like to lead us in communion? Powerful sister in the Lord, would you like to lead us in communion?
Oh, if you ask, I will do, but I don't know how to. I mean, I have a King James Version I can read from that. If you tell me where
you
to
can
go.
Read, or you can just... You can read it or you can just say it from your head, you know. It's basically we're eating the body of Jesus and we're drinking his blood, and if God gives you a creative way to say it, or you can read it straight from the Bible. It's up to you, but I'm going to have you lead because you're Pastor Alana. Pastor Alana is going to do communion for us today. Thank you. We're waiting.
Well, now that you call me out.
So I'll give you a minute. Alana, I'll take a minute to prepare, and while we're waiting, everybody, some people do air communion. I do air communion. I learned it from Roman, where I don't really go get crackers and juice. I just do it figuratively and, you know, in the air. But if you want to do it with real juice and crackers, go ahead and get your juice and crackers now, and we're going to do communion with Alana, our beautiful sister in the Lord is going to lead us in communion, and then everyone get ready, and in Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you on the cross for our sins. We thank you that your blood covers us. We thank you that your blood makes us squeaky clean and beautiful before you, and we thank you, Father, that we can partake of this as a family, partake of this together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Okay, go ahead, Alana, dear.
Oh, my dear friend, let us imagine that we are there and that we can see him as he offers the bread and the wine, and that this communion we do with our Lord. And on that night, my Lord Jesus took the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance." And in remembrance of him, let us take in our imagination, you know, in the eye of our soul, as we receive the bread from his hand, we hold it until everyone has their bread, and then we place it in our mouth. So therefore, let us eat together. Amen. Thank you. And in the same way, Jesus looked at the cup. He held the cup of wine. And he said, this is my blood, which is spilled for you, which covers you, which is shed for you. And as you drink this wine, do this in remembrance of the sacrifice that I made for you. Therefore, let us take the cup of wine in our spirit or in reality, whatever we are drinking. Let us hold it. Think of this beautiful gift. And then let us drink together. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. And I am wondering if my dear, dear friend Pat has a word to say.
I have a prayer. I have a prayer, honey. Lord Jesus, we praise you and bless you and thank you for your gracious goodness and mercy to us all. Lead us in your ways to serve each other and bring souls to the font of your mercy and love. that no soul be afraid to talk to you, cry to you, trust you completely. We love you, our Savior. All glory to you. Amen and amen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia. Thank you, guys. That was wonderful. Alana, thank you. This was great communion. I love it. And thank you for the prayer, Pat. And I have the iPhone now. I'm all back online. And so anyone can call in. We have no new callers at the moment, but anyone on the line, everyone is unmuted. Wow. Carol in the chat room said, Alana and Pat, thank you for leading the communion. So hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the
family.
I was going to say
family as well, Pat. I am right there.
Yes.
Right there. And you people are beautiful.
Well, we're family. We're all family. And,
and
we love each other so much.
I'm going to say something outrageous here, okay?
Yes.
There have been communions over the last 2,000 years. But the communions that RCC does, ain't nothing been like this in a long time. That's all I would say.
Well, you feel it in your heart, you know, and everything is so sincere. And that's what Jesus is seeing. He's seeing the utter sincerity and the love, you know, of us all coming together, loving each other. Like I say, this has got to be a touch of heaven. We're already sort of in heaven because of the love we have with each other as a family. And because we're still on earth, we can still reach out and reach other souls and bring them into this family of God, because that's exactly what it is. It's a family of God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Family of God.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
So we have somebody in the chat room who joined us today for the first time, Tender Rock 777. He's a wonderful man, and he wants us to pray for his friend that has is suffering from satanic ritual abuse. So let's just start praying for. I was asking if he could just give us a fake name. So we'll use Lori. Okay, so we could, let's just say it's Lori. Okay, so Lori is who we're, and Lori suffers with some multiple personalities from satanic ritual abuse. So everybody on the line, you're done praying. Please, when you are finished, be silent for the next person to pray. And if you're in the chat room, we'd like you to start praying now too. Okay? Thank you. Lord, we thank you for Lori. We love Lori. We don't know her, but you know her. And we thank you for bringing Tender Rock Gene to us today. His name is Gene. And we pray for her, Father, that you would comfort her and draw near to her. We know you're already drawn near to her. You're right there with her. We pray that she would receive your comfort and your help. And we thank you, Father, for using supernatural means to bring your presence to her this day, in Jesus' name, this day, today. We pray for Lori to have an absolute turnaround in her life and freedom in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, it looks like we're done praying for Lori, and Lori's getting lots of prayer in the chat room. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we shall move on. Yes, we shall. let's see. 914. Oh, there's Joe. Joe's back. Let me unmute Joe. Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe. Mr. Joe, you're back on the line? I don't think he knows it. Okay, that's fine. Hallelujah. Pat, are you still there?
Oh, yes, honey, I'm here. I'm listening.
I just didn't hear from anybody yet. Wow, so let's move on. Lord, we just thank you. Pastor Jesus, what would you like us to do? What would you like us to do, Jesus? How would you like to finish off this service? We love you, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. You just show us how you'd like to finish off this service. We can just wait on you right now. Okay, yeah. All right, so we're just asking the Lord what he wanted to do, and Luco in the chat room heard that he wants us to sing. And so I'm going to sing, and I'm just going to worship the Lord. So I'm going to sing a song, and anybody else on the line, when I'm done, you can sing a song, okay? But Luco just heard that he wants us to sing. So we're going to
ask him. That's what I got, too. Yeah.
Wow.
To sing. Yeah.
Pack up. Wow, that's so
sing.
Amazing. Okay.
Yes, he sings.
I have a song that I sing when I walk around the house all day. So I'm going to start my song, and you guys can just sing it with me if you want. It's really simple. I made it up. Okay, here it goes. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you.
I love you.
Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. Pat, let me finish.
Yes.
Okay? I'm gonna sing, and then when I'm done singing, someone else can sing. But if you're singing while I'm singing, it's kind of hard.
Oh, I thought you wanted us to sing with you.
Well,
that's
no.
Okay.
No, you can sing.
Okay,
with
go
me.
Ahead.
Just mute your. Pat, just mute your.
No, I'll wait to finish.
No, you just mute your phone so it does. But the reason why is because, look, I sing to God all day long. I sing to him in my head.
Yes.
What I do is what I'm singing right
Beautiful.
Now, I sing it out. When I do this,
okay.
He starts to, he just ministers to me. I love it. Okay, I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Here it goes. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord, 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 I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, 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 I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. I just love him. And sometimes I love him. But I have to go to my car and take a drive and just belt it out. And those are the only words that I can say is I love you. There's nothing more I can say. I try to get clever words. I try to think of more words, but get out is I love you. I've even tried to just change the words. But, you know, when I sing this to him, I sometimes I start screaming it, and that's when I have to go in the car because I don't want to
upset my neighborhood. And one of my favorite things to do is go to the ocean and scream it really loud, where the ocean takes it away, and there'll be people at the ocean, but it doesn't bother them because I just yell it into the waves. I love you, Lord. I love you. 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 Anyway, praise the Lord, you guys.
Well, that's what he wants to hear most, honey. He wants us to tell him that he loves him and sing it.
Sure.
That's perfect.
Love you so much. Pat, you want to sing
yes,
us a
dear.
Song?
Sing,
you know what,
yeah, I'll sing the Our Father.
Wait, hold on, Pat. If the lawn
yeah.
is still there, the Lord said she has a song. And I don't want to put
great.
You on the spot. I did for communion,
oh, no.
but do you have...
I've got one, too.
Okay, go.
Okay. Let Alana sing.
Amen.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
You going to follow me now, Pat? Because you got to come
go
right
ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Come, thy fount of every blessing. Got to start lower. Come, thy fount of every blessing to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above, and praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Covered up, Pat.
Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful.
That is,
well, you want,
wow.
You want, you want this Jesus verse? This one is serious to me, and I'll do it real fast.
Go ahead,
Alana.
Yes?
No, Alana, don't do it, because everybody in the chat room is saying beautiful and continue. So you keep going, girl. Give us another one.
Okay.
Oh, to grace. How great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. But let thy grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Jesus found me when a sinner wandering from the foes of God, and he to rescue me from danger interpose his precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. You know I meant that.
Oh, that's beautiful, love. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you that we can hear your voice through Alana's beautiful voice, Lord. We praise
yes.
you. We worship you. The RCC Church, we love you. We worship you. We thank you for how wonderful you are. We love you, God. We want to just sing to you. Let's sing to Jesus. Let's sing to him for the rest of the show. I have Joe on the line. Joe, would you want to sing us a song?
Joe, would you want to sing? Keith, would you want to sing us a song? Leah, would you want to sing a worship song to the Lord? Okay. Pat, please sing.
I'll sing the Our Father. Yeah. Okay. Oh, dear. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord. We love you. You, Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. You're so beautiful, Lord. You're so beautiful, Lord. You're so beautiful, Lord. We can't wait to kiss your
going. Would you like to sing to us, anybody else?
Who
was that?
Anybody else?
I want to play this song. Yeah, I want to
play
this song because it's one of my favorites. It's by Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. Can you hear it?
No, but... Okay, sorry, it didn't come in. It was really fuzzy, so I I'm sorry, Keith, I really love that song, Spirit in the Sky, but the thing is it's fuzzy, so I had to mute it. but thank you anyway. Oh, Leah, I caught her. Leah's still here. I heard her laugh. Leah, will you sing us a song, honey?
I am afraid to sing in public.
Well, could you sing the one that I made up? I love you, Lord, I love you, like that. It's really simple, but you really can't. Can you sing anything?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just afraid. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. That's cool. Let me see if I can tell Keith. I don't know if he knows he was muted. Let me unmute Keith. Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, It came in really fuzzy, so we had to mute. Anyway, I muted him again. Okay. Well, if nobody else wants to sing, I actually have a worship song I can play. So I'm going to play, let's all sing this together. First, I want us to go into a Jesus trance with Luco's guitar playing. Okay, it's the victory ballad. So as I play this, I want everyone to just think about Jesus. And then after I'm done with this, I'll play another one. So here we go.
Thank you.
the Lord.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. And
wow. Beautiful.
Wasn't that
more of that. Boy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, we worship you in song today. We're so thankful. Let's see if Joe, would you like to sing us a song? Wow. Well, we really feel like that God is directing us to do worship. Pat, would you like to sing us another song?
Well, I'll do the Holy Spirit one. I'll do a couple of verses if you want me to.
Okay. And then
okay.
I'll play another song. So, yeah, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. Take us to the Father, take us to the Son. Holy Spirit, make us one, make us one. Holy Spirit, fill us with your peace. Holy Spirit, fill us with your peace. Take us to the Father, take us to the Son. Holy Spirit, make us one, make us one.
Thank you, Lord. And, oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you. Let's worship to my favorite song. We're going to worship to a song I dedicate to His Way 777 and to Jesus, because He's going to keep us forever young. Ready, go.
Couldn't wait, we're only watching the sky, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when the place is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music played by the madman. Forever young, I want to be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever, forever, forever young. I want to be.
Wow, that's beautiful. Love that.
And if you're 17, 18, or 19, and you're still young, just praise the Lord you don't have to age, because I'm 45 and aging. You know, it's just not fun to it's just not fun to have to deal with certain things that you deal with when you age, but God's going to take away that curse. And I'm going to end the show with Joe's worship on his guitar. But before I do, Spirit on the Bride, say,
come.
Spirit on the Bride, say,
come.
Yeah. Spirit on the Bride,
me. Oh.
Bye,
oh,
Mark.
My gosh.
Bye, guys.
Hi, honey.
Goodbye, everybody. I love you.
Love you, too.